I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go. Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
The first thing I turn on when I wake up.
The best on Mix 94.1.
All right. I know it's been kind of weird this past week, and we could all use a smile right now. And let's be honest, what makes us smile more than hockey and Nate Schmidt? Nate Schmidt from the Vegas Golden Knights is on the phone. Good morning, Nate.
What's up, buddy?
We are doing great this morning. So are you on full-on lockdown, Nate? How's everything going for you?
I guess you could say that. Right now, I'm just kind of doing, a couple house chores, trying to pick up some DIY projects here. And I tried my hand at painting yesterday, and honestly, thank goodness for my rock star when it comes to that stuff, because I am not nearly.
I saw on your Instagram where you were painting, and I have to say, you did a really nice job. That color you picked, that yellow, that is like yellow.
Yeah. I wanted it to be brighter, but she said that it doesn't stick as well to do lighter yellow, but I'm a big fan. I like color, so I was excited that we'd be able to do that, at least in like the pantry entryway. So I'm excited. I'm excited that it turned out well, too.
There's so much to talk to you about. We want to talk hockey and everything else, but at the same time, too, I think a lot of us spent the weekend watching TV, and Mercedes and I watched a show. We probably have never really watched a full episode before. We watched Bar Rescue last night. And you and Ryan Reeves going into this bar. Was it in Utah the bar was located? You guys went in?
Yeah, the bar was in Utah, yeah.
Man, first of all, if I'm a bar owner and Ryan Reeves and Nate Schmidt can walk into my bar, I'm like, whoa, what's going on here?
Did they not know who you guys were? Like, everyone was just kind of business as usual. What's up?
I mean, I think they figured it out a little bit into it. I mean, there wasn't that many people in the bar, and I'm guessing most of the people in the bar knew each other already. It seemed like, a whole dive bar. So, we kind of watched the two new guys walk in and sit right at the bar and start ordering some interesting things. I think they started getting an inkling who we were.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you order a drink at a bar, Nate, you and Ryan, I never would have pegged you as a margarita guy. Do you order margaritas when you go sit at a bar?
I mean, I'll have a margarita. It's not really something. I like them. Like I said, I like them spicy, though. I like a jalapeno margarita. I'll have one, I guess. Especially if I'm having, if it's like taco night or maybe on vacation. Yeah. I mean, I'll mix it in every once in a while.
But okay.
You can.
I wouldn't say it's my number one. Or the other drink, the Kiss Me or whatever I ordered, that wouldn't be something I would typically order. But they told us to order a signature drink. So.
Well, you can. What you can. If you didn't see it, you can watch it on YouTube, just Bar Rescue Nate Schmidt, and it pops up. And it's so funny because you and Ryan are walking into this place, and you got matching black V-necks on. You look like you're about to walk in and rough some people up. And you go inside this bar. You think the bar's on self-quarantine because there's no one inside this place.
It's not. This is before everything.
And it really is. I mean, it's amazing you guys didn't get food poisoning from the chicken wings that the girl was making behind the bar because she didn't know how to cook.
Okay, so the black T-shirt thing was purely a coincidence. We had literally went upstairs to get dressed. We walked out and looked at each other, and I was like, I didn't bring another shirt.
Now,
so that was a bust.
When John Taffer freaked out in there and started throwing stuff, did he spill a drink on you? Because I swear, I saw your eyes get bigger, like, dude, you just got drink all over me.
Yeah. I don't really remember. I just meant there. I just think there was stuff everywhere. There was stuff everywhere. But he was right. I mean, I don't know if when he spilled that drink, if it made it better or worse. I mean, it wasn't. Let's just say, like, think of your favorite, you know, dive bar, and then that's like going to the Taj Mahal compared to this place.
Wow.
I mean, it was just. They had a lot of things that weren't very clean and stuff. It was just kind of one of those things where. They needed John, and he came in just guns a-blazing, and Ryan and I, there was a couple of times, I'm happy they cut out a few things where we had to, like, put our hands over our mouth because I was just going to start laughing. Because he's an intense guy, you know, and he's a super genuine guy as well. So he's just, they show him being, you know, Mr. Tough Guy, but he really is. He really wanted to help these people, and it was cool. But we didn't know what happened. I mean, last night, I did a little Instagram live while we were watching it because I didn't know what was going on. I was watching just like the rest of us.
Yeah, they ended up turning that place around for what I saw. I mean, I'll admit, I only watched for you and Ryan.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I did find it, see how they turned that around. As far as just everything that's going on with everyone's, you know, self-distancing and stuff, and sports has been on hold, are you communicating with all the guys on the team? Do you guys have your little group chat talking about all your DIY projects and what you have going on there?
You know, it's funny you ask. We tried. The day, we actually used to see that, but it took a little bit of time. But we did this group FaceTime.
Oh my gosh!
Of us all got in there and just started talking to each other, and it was pretty funny. Not gonna lie, man. Just wanted to see everybody, I guess.
Who was the star? There's always a star that comes out of those group chats. The one that it focuses on. Who was everyone focused on in that 20-man group FaceTime?
I was doing some talking because I was just kind of up in that situation. About the CDC and all that stuff that was coming out and what we were planning on doing, and which has since been all the social distancing stuff and self-quarantine time. But I'm trying to think here. Who was pretty funny on there? I mean, guys would just kind of pop in and say something. I mean, Tomas Nosek doesn't say much in the room. All of a sudden, I see him popping up on here. I was like almost startled for a second.
Like, wait, who's that?
I was like, no, is that you? He kind of pops up. It was funny. I probably said, I just did a little tear surprise.
There's also, too, I noticed when you FaceTime certain people, there's always that relative who doesn't know how to work the camera and, like, their head is cut off. Or there's that person that's so into it, they're staging in the background, like, oh, look at me. I'm just sitting in front of my fireplace drinking some scotch right now.
I'd have to say, my dad is pretty good, but there are times where he'll be trying to show me something. And I'm like, Dad, go down. And then he'll tip it down about 40 degrees. I'm like, okay, Dad, that's too much. And he comes way back up again. I'm like, thing around, honestly, I can't see it anyways.
Oh, I'm gonna call you out because Nate, I love you, but you guys, all of you guys, need to learn how to do a selfie video. You guys all have the worst angle when you do your selfie videos. You're like way down looking up. I'm like, no, you gotta do it up looking down. You know who's worse? The worst, Ryan Reeves, is the worst at selfie videos.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not very good at selfie videos. It's not like my forte. I always find that I look really weird when I hold it up in the air. And whenever I do stuff like that, I have to go in like a room by myself. So I feel like I look really awkward doing it. So
make sure no one's around you as well and everything.
We love you. You can do it any way you want. We wanted to check in with you, see how you were doing. I mean, just dealing with all this, you guys, you doing good in the Schmidt household?
Yeah, you know what? It's been tough, you know, no hockey and, you know, anything, but there's a lot of other things here at stake than just hockey. So, I mean, it was tough, but you understand what's going on. And you know, for us, we feel like we still, you know, hopefully we'll still play this year, hopefully soon, but you never know. And I just felt like and we've got a great group, and we were playing really well, and you just feel like you have a chance to go and win. That's what makes it tough this time off. But like I said, we had a couple of guys that were a little bit banged up, so this is gonna be a good time for guys to at least be healthy by the time we do start back up here.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah. I know we had some great momentum. I play on the team. The team had some great momentum going, but I think that the time off, letting everyone kind of reset, I think it's going to be a good thing.
Come back fresh and everything's going to be great.
Yeah.
For sure. And that's kind of the way that we're looking at it. I woke up yesterday and went down to a body weight next to the pool, and my butt is so sore today. It's outrageous.
Squat. Oh, like Channing Tatum is behind you is what I always say. not for you guys, unless you like him. But yeah, we just wanted to smile, and we knew there was no better person on the team to make us smile than talking to you, Nate. You are the best. So hang in there, get some rest, because Hockey's going to be back before you know it, and we cannot wait to see you back on the ice.
Oh, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for letting me come on this morning. Good to see you. Good to hear you guys' voice. And hopefully we'll chat again soon, guys. Thank you, guys.
Maybe also, too, just a side note, too, this painting thing, once the self-quarantine is done, if you maybe Nate Schmidt can come paint your house.
Oh, yeah. Painting by Schmidt.
Put that out there. But I'm going to need a couple of people to help me, because it might take me all afternoon to do like a little splotch in one room. I'm pretty slow at it.
Well, the key is he only paints bright yellow.
That's the only color he
does. So if you like bright yellow, he'll do it for you.
Only bright colors.
Thanks, Nate.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Get some rest. We'll talk to you soon.
That's great. And again, if you haven't, just YouTube the Bar Rescue with Nate and Ryan Reeves, and pretty much you can just see they're part of the show. And it's funny watching those guys on it. They were great last night.
I just have the biggest smile on my face talking to him. For lack of a better word, he's so delightful.
He really is a good guy.
Such a good guy.
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.